Okay, Simon.
I just wonder if I could give a school leader's perspective on this, speaking as a curriculum deputy. I noticed Claire used the word lucky. Actually, I don't think it's got anything to do with luck. I think from a perspective of time, I mean, with my history teacher's hat on, yes, absolutely, history should have more time in the curriculum. With my curriculum deputy's hat on, my next question is, okay, who do I take it away from? And that's an incredibly difficult question to answer if you need to look at a whole school perspective. What makes that decision much easier, and this is where I come back to the word lucky that Claire uses, if you've got a damn good history department who inspire pupils and who enthuse them, then it becomes really quite an easy decision to take, to give more time to that subject and take it away from other subjects that aren't doing quite so well with the pupils. But I would also raise a question which I think is really important and hasn't really come up yet, and we're not going to have time for the question on it, but I think it is essential, is the issue of subject-specific development for history teachers and the ability to access that. Because what chance have we got as history teachers of influencing our senior managers to say that we really ought to have more time in the curriculum if we're not given the time to develop as individuals and to make our history lessons better and to develop our subject knowledge? What chance have we got of making the case for time? The government is not going to wave a magic wand and impose some sort of weekly, hourly limit on history teaching. That's just not going to happen. It's going to be down to schools, whether they're academies or otherwise, to make that decision for themselves. And the only way that we are going to get more history into the curriculum is to influence that decision ourselves as subject leaders. But we also need to be given a fair crack of the whip in terms of the kind of decisions that get made about things like subject-specific training. And so that's not luck, is it? That's because you're a damn good history teacher and because you run damn good history departments. And that's why I think in an academy, you get more time in the curriculum.
And to be fair, geography and modern foreign languages have got the same actually now, so.
The point...
Actually, it's economics and enterprise business.